migrants and people who are going out to get their citizenship today appreciate the country perhaps more than a lot of us who were born here. But including the, I think the corporate world has sniffed the wind. On the line, Associate Professor of Marketing at RMIT, Con Stavros. Morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Have they sniffed the wind? I've been checking the ads and it's really changed.
Yeah, absolutely they have. And look, all major brands these days, Neil, for better or worse, are just incredibly shy about getting involved in anything that they think is controversial, largely because of social media, because there's a groundswell for a lot of these kind of changes that come through social media. And when it becomes a topic there, they've got to respond. It's really hard for them to hide. It's not like someone writing a letter in the old days that could take a while to respond to. They've got to respond publicly, and none of them want to stand out, so they all step back.
So you reckon they have, in recent years, and it's very obvious today, I mean, we will have Valentine's Day, Halloween, but not Australia, though. They really have backed away.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it much until you brought up the topic, but going through my recollection, Neil, I seem to remember, you know, television commercials, brands would take out television commercials wishing people a happy Australia Day, and a lot more promotion around it. Like you said, people wearing the green and the gold. And as marketers, we normally love any opportunity to celebrate and give people a reason to try and shop or motivate them, or a reason to try and talk to them. So it does seem much more restrained, but that fits in with the narrative, the modern day narrative for brands, which is don't do anything controversial, don't try and rock the boat, because they see more downside than upside.
So they won't come back to it unless they feel the public support has swung behind it.
Yeah, and I think that would only happen with a new day. I know you have some reservations about that, and I'm not suggesting this is a reason to obviously change the day, far from it, but I think if there was a different day, and there seems to be some talk about, you know, that happening that might allow them to galvanise around it.
Okay. Thanks, Con. Good to speak to you. Associate Professor of Marketing, RMIT, Con Stavros. It's happening. There's no question it's happening. They've backed away. I think some of the smaller stores might be doing it, but I remember there was a big debate. One of the big chains was using the flag, and somebody said they didn't have a right to use the flag. There used to be Oz Day signs everywhere. Gone.